Do you wish you could get virtual attendees to turn their cameras on? Is engagement the number one issue on your virtual meetings? Do you want your meeting to be the most engaging virtual meeting? Well, welcome to the Engaging Virtual Meetings podcast. In this podcast, we'll talk to the top people around the world in virtual meetings and give you, the listener, the best ideas to host engaging virtual meetings. Make sure that you click subscribe so you can get the latest episode of the Engaging Virtual Meetings podcast. Now, let's welcome your host, the author of the number one Amazon hot new release, Engaging Virtual Meetings, John Chen. All right, welcome to the second edition of The Engagement Show. My name is John Chen. I'm the author of a book called Engaging Virtual Meetings, and happy Black History Month. That's one of the things that's happening here in the U.S. in February, if you are watching this show. And this show is going to be about impact, right? The theme that we have here is impact, and this gentleman, of course, my co-host, is really, really, really passionate around impact. Let's bring in the one and only Roger Haskin. Roger, what's going on?
Hey, everyone. So nice. February, we're into 2023. Doesn't that seem like a science fiction year? It seems like a science fiction year to me. I know, it's so crazy. And Black History Month, yeah. We need more history that tells the stories that we don't normally hear. That is the history that we need more of today. All right. So should I talk about impact now, or do we have more to talk about?
Well, no, I want to know why you're so passionate around impact before you tell the story.
Okay, well, the reason I'm passionate about impact is because it is one of the things that drives engagement. So my company is called Engagement Unlimited. Oh, there you go, that one. And so we get hired to create engagement. And engagement is the superpower. It's like the secret sauce that makes everything better. You put engagement in the room, everything improves. Bonding gets deeper. Relationships get stronger. Learning gets easier and deeper. Everything that you're wanting positive gets better with engagement. So impact is one of the ways that you can create engagement. So I'm going to be actually telling a story from this book. Almost all my stories are about me because I'm an actor. But this one isn't. This one I got out of this book, which is amazing. And I recommend you guys read it. I don't know if you can see it in the light.
I can see magic. Who's the author again?
Oh, yeah. The author is Tracy Maylett and Paul Warner. These guys have written an amazing book. This is one of my top five books. Okay, so I'm going to tell this story. I'm going to get up and get to my standing.
Here, wait a second. Here, Roger, I'm just going to give you this as you start the story.
Okay.
There you go. There's some amazement. Okay, right. Let's hear the story.
Okay, so this is the deal. So in the book Magic, they break down how to create engagement. I believe there's more than this, but this is what they focus on. They go, M is meeting, A is autonomy, G is growth, I is impact, and C is connection. So all of these are ways that you can drive engagement wherever you are. It doesn't matter if it's your family or your friends or your work or your teams or your community groups. It doesn't matter. It works everywhere. So impact is the story I love to tell the most out of all of them, because this is how it goes. They tell this story. This is their story. So they were hired to go to a company in Alabama, and this company made, like, it's in the middle of nowhere. They make stents. So there are things that go into your arteries to keep you alive. So they're not only life saving, they're life changing. So if you wear, if you have them, you're able to live a life, right? So it's really important that they make these properly, right? Because they're going to go into people's bodies. And if they don't work well, that's not so good for those people. So the management was having trouble with their company because quality control was going down. There were more stents that were having problems, which is a problem. And retention and sick time, et cetera, was going, they were having problems with it. They were having problems keeping people, and people were sick a lot. So they brought in a bunch of different people, couldn't solve it. They brought in, finally, so smart, engagement experts. And they said, your problem is impact. Because what's happening is the people that are sitting on the assembly line making these stents, these people don't feel in their body, they don't feel the impact. Because almost everyone in today's world is separated from the impact that their job does. We sit behind computers, we sit in offices, we do things where we create or work on things that are pushed into the world, but we almost never see when they're pushed into the world. And that's a problem. If you can encourage the people in your life to see the impact that they're having. And remember, John, we started this talking about this because of It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life is, we talked about this last time, It's a Wonderful Life. The guy is about to commit suicide and the angel shows him how much of an impact he had that he had no idea about. And I said, we both agreed, wouldn't it be amazing if we had It's a Wonderful Life happen to us 3 times a year? Where you could be like, wow, that's the impact I'm making. I have way more energy. I have way more engagement power now. And I have way more desire to affect the world. So back to the story. They're in this, they're meeting with the managers. And I wish I were in that meeting because I imagine how mad they got. Because after trying all these things, these engagement experts said, yeah, okay, well, what we're going to do to change everything is we're going to put up some posters in the staff room and in the break room. And the management, you could see them going, what? We tried all these things. Posters are not going to cut it. Like, don't be stupid, you know? Except they did. And what they did is they went out and they found pictures. They got pictures of people for whom the stents had made a difference. And so they put up posters with like a little girl and an old man. And the girl goes, because of what you do here, my grandfather's alive. You know, another poster in the break room that says the two sisters, identical twins, that go, because of what you do in your factory, my identical twin sister's alive. I can't thank you enough. So they made all these posters and they put them around. And what they found is exactly what they predicted. Sick time and retention all got better. And more than that, they also increased their quality control. Because what happened is that when people started to realize that the impact that they had on the world, that they weren't just sitting in their factory doing things and wondering, hey, why is Ethel, she's always eating garlic, ooh, and why is Fred over there have bad gas, ooh. Like instead of having those things always in their head, they were thinking as, you know, what I'm doing here is saving people's lives. So the next year they came back, and this is the end of the story, they came back with a different idea to the management. They said, we're going to make it even better. We're going to make more of an impact. And they were like, how are you going to do that? Well, if anyone knows, you should write it in, because what they did is they made it more personal. What they did is they found people like Fred, it turns out, had a cousin who has a stent. So they had a picture of Fred and his cousin and the cousin going, Fred, because of what you do here, I'm still alive. And they found out that Mildred had a daughter who had a stent, and they put posters of people from the factory with people that they knew that they had helped save their lives. So when you think about, and of course what happened, because the impact was so visceral, their problems dissolved in terms of quality control and et cetera. I'm gonna sit back down. And so that is like, why we talk about impact. This is it's because it's not just a feel good, you know, oh, I feel good about this. It changes behavior. It changes the way you think about what you're doing. And if you can change the way people think about what they're doing, you can change what they're doing. All right, John, over to you. Let's hear a person. That's not a personal. Let's hear your personal impact story.
Thank you, Roger. You know, impact is like that. And it is true, because here in experiential learning, which, you know, I did team building before I do what I am doing here, we really looked at three key items. One is you can change how somebody feels, like in the moment, right? That's kind of the entertainment side. You can change how people think, and that's starting to get into the part where you can really, because we're trying to get the road to impact, right? So that's the next stage, is that if you can change the way people think, then maybe, you know, if they're lucky, they do the next stage, which is then the final one, is that they change the way they actually do something.
Yeah.
Right. And that's when you really have an impact, because we know all these things. Let's just take, it's the New Year's, right? We have all the New Year's, everyone makes a resolution, wants to lose weight. We all know the two things to do, right? Exercise more, eat less. Okay, fine. Right. But we know them, but do we do them? You know, that's where that you can really have an impact is whatever it takes for you to actually do them. That's really key. So side note for me, I actually built a walk desk right now. It's got like a massive, I have six screens on it now, and I was trying to clock 10,000 steps. And I did, I actually lost some weight, and that was like a change. I had to change my behavior, which is I try and spend as many hours as possible at my other walking desk. And that allows me to change a result.
Not in your
case, right? That's impact.
Not your talk show deck.
I know, not this one.
Not the talk show one. Yeah, so in my talks, one of the things I talk about, especially this is from Pressure Cooker Confidence. I don't have the graphic, but I will for next talk show. I have a triangle and it goes change the way you see, change the way you think, and change the way you act. And they're all connected. So in my world, if you're having trouble changing the way you act around something, what you do is you attack or you work on how you see something or you work on how you think about it. Because when you change the way you see, you change the way you think and act. And when you change the way you act, you change the way you think and see. And when you change the way you think, you change the way you see and act. And that's why they're connected, because it gives you mobility. It gives you choices. It gives you options, because we all know what it's like to be stuck, what it's like to be like, I've tried to change and I can't. Well, usually it's because you're looking at one of the triangle corners rather than looking at the full triangle. John, back to you.
Yep. So Roger, I'll tell a little story too about impact here. And it kind of like leans into a lot of that here, which is, of course, we talked about Black History Month here, and I got a chance to work yesterday on this program. So this is literally brand new. And you know, getting people to change, right? This is something that is a theme around, you know, Black culture. And there's so many things that were created that we need to change that we can be better at. And it's, of course, here in America, like Roger up there in Canada, but here in America, we recently had Tyree, and holy cow, right? That is not what I think anybody wants here in 2023. So something has to change. Yeah. And so this is one of the efforts. You know, there's a great group in here in Washington State, and they've created something called Black-Owned Business Excellence. And yesterday they held their fourth symposium. Right. Because one of the ways to change, too, is with education and networking. Again, education and networking. And so that's really one of the keys. And they brought me in to be their virtual producer. And I just want to share a little bit more what behind the scenes, right, to have an impact on this. This was their setup. You know, over here, they had a massive stage and they said they wanted to do hybrid. Right. When I signed up for this, I thought it was all virtual like last year. And this year was like, we want to do hybrid. And I'm like, OK, let's see what we got. Now, they went to a university. So UW Tacoma, this is where they actually got their room. And it had a lot of stuff with it, which was great. They had four wireless mics, two wireless lavs, and a podium mic, which were all great, hooked up to a massive system, massive screen that was here in the back wall. And then they have two cameras in the back of the room. And I was like, oh, wow, maybe I can actually come here and use all their stuff instead of bringing all my stuff in. Because I got to tell you, I brought over 300 pounds of equipment inside of here. In the end, what happened is that we decided that we did need the other parts because there were views and cameras that we were not getting. So if you can see over here in the corner, I think I got a mouse here. Over here, this is where my station was because there was a panel here on this wall that allowed me to control the cameras and the mics and everything else. But I did plug into their system. Basically, I was running my mixing board into their mixing board as another microphone audio source. And we didn't have this camera in the center. I ended up having to have cameras over here on the side. In the end, what was really great, and I put the links inside of this post so you can watch that. It's 8 hours, by the way. And 8 hours on virtual, you know, is a long time. Yeah. And I can tell you, though, we had a lot of guests who stayed the whole day. And they came back there and said, this is amazing. This is smooth. This is inspiring. Right?
Oh, wait, your mic just fell off. So while you're fixing that, you know, this is the thing that we constantly hear, John. Yes. We constantly hear people say at the end of our sessions, I didn't know it could be like this. Like, I didn't know I could be so engaged. I didn't know that virtual or hybrid or even live could be so, that it would pull me in so deeply that I don't want to leave, that I want to be here. Anyone who can make a virtual experience, a hybrid experience, or a live experience, have the audience want to be there, you're already three quarters of the way through solving whatever challenges you have.
And Roger just demonstrated one of the key items. We had another person that was not me, who was the virtual MC, so I could focus on the tech, and she came in and engaged the virtual audience. So when we had a 10-minute break or a 20-minute break, we were able to disconnect the audio from the main room and allow the virtual people to have a conversation without disturbing the other room. And people were like blown away that, and we said, you have a business, right? Promote your business. And we did all these engaging pieces with that. So again, Roger demonstrated here as a virtual MC, when a tech problem happens, okay, my batteries and my mic died, is that he can step in and completely smooth this out. And then, of course, what I have is a backup, which is I can able to pull in a different mic and go through with this. So to complete this, you know, one of the things that I really wanted to show here is that this is this setup, this is, this will show you the live stream for this. This is what we're able to do too. If you can see, the slides were on the left side, the camera's here on the right, and when necessary, we could get rid of the slides and focus in on the speaker, or if they had, you know, the words were small, we were able to click the video out and put the slide in. And so the live stream looked just as good as the Zoom. And that's really something else that people don't think about. Because when you share screen on Zoom, for instance, and you live stream it, you get a whole slide. And all that video that's right here turns into this little postage stamp. So overall, what was most important is I'm so happy to report that at the end of this program, right, we had reached over 100 plus virtual people. There were 200 plus people live, and now the stream is running. We believe that we're going to collect, you know, a couple thousand views because everyone is now sharing this. And to me, that's the impact. And I think the impact will come from this is that many of the people there are Black-owned businesses. They now have this education, and now they have this networking. They've got a chance to meet people, whether they are virtual in place, and all of those things come together to make a change in the situations that each of them are in. So that's my story of impact, Roger.
Okay, that's awesome. So I have a very similar story. And also, you happened yesterday, mine happened last week. So we just recently did an event. We've done it four years in a row. It's called Toast to Coast. It's from Coast Capital Credit Union up here in Canada. Mm-hmm. And so the year we had live, you know, pre-pandemic, and then we had two virtual events that were amazing and so well received. Like, the comments were, you know, off the charts in terms of how positive they were. But then this last one, they went, okay, we're really going for it. They did hybrid. And this is the type of impact that they created. I was on stage at the Hard Rock Casino in Vancouver with about 700 people live in front of me in the audience. Wow. I had a big, right here, I had a big, huge screen that was on the stage that was would show us Victoria. They had another group in Victoria at the McPherson Theater. So another beautiful theater full of people. And then they had three virtual hubs, one in Courtney, one in Kelowna, and one in Toronto. And then they also had all these other virtual people watching on Feedloop. So they had Vancouver Live, Victoria Live, Toronto, Kelowna, and Courtney virtual, and everyone else virtual. And so they had all, this is the first time, it's Coast Capital, they're amazing. I love them as a client. And then we worked with Reveal Event Company. I think that's what it's called. Reveal is Reveal Events. Alex Bickers is the head of that. And they put all this together. And they said as well, this is the first ability to do something so big that reached so far and was so successful with merging live, virtual, Feedloop virtual. And we kept showing people on the screen. We did let's make a deal games, and we got virtual people involved and we had live people involved. This sort of impact is so waiting for every company. That is so waiting for when you go, you know, our event had 100 people, but when we did virtual, it had 1,000. Now we can do hybrid where we can put 250 in the room and we can reach 1,500 virtual. Think about the impact, right? Think about the same content is pushed into all these different places. Over to you, John. Oh, I got some jokes. I got some comedy. Can I
That's
do
right.
this?
Yeah. Let's okay, close here out we go. With we got a little comedy here, and then we'll close up today. For
yeah, you. Yeah. We got a little just for fun, right? Here we go. All right. Zoom meetings are just modern seances. I love this one, right? Is there someone who wants to join us? Elizabeth, are you there? We can't hear you. Can you hear us? Isn't it? I love it. Okay, now wait. This is my favorite dog one. Okay, so you got to sing this one. Every snack you make, every meal you bake, every bite you take, I'll be watching you. Anyone who's got a dog knows what the truth about that. Let me end on this one. This one sometimes gets people a little upset because I put it in because it's disturbing as well. It's funny. Oh, let's get rid of that. It's funny and disturbing. Here, after isolation. So, you know, this is us now. Where's your husband? In the garden. I didn't see him. You need to dig a little. right? The reason I love it is because it's funny. Also, because it tells a real truth. It tells a real truth about people's experience of the pandemic. We often don't know how serious their experience is, how life-changing their experience is. And many people still think of the pandemic as something that's come and gone, and it hardly affected them. But we as a society need to recognize, I believe, that there are many people who suffered and who are still suffering, and we need to keep those people in our minds.
Yeah, the one thing I suspect, Roger, about the impact of the pandemic is one is, I don't know if it's officially over, so there's one, okay? But the second one is this. I think the impacts will be far-reaching. When you have an event that big that's having that much impact, one of the things to watch is it's not the impact that was there 2 years ago. Yeah. It's the impact now or 1 to 3 years from now that could very possibly affect you. So just keep an eye out. Your mental health is one of your most important things. And look for those type of things. They can creep up on you. Oh. And the pandemic could have been the catalyst for it. And you may not know it until like a year or more later. So yes. I can tell you that's the one thing is watch how things have an impact on you. And then, you know, make sure and look for it. If something new is happening, find a way to take care of it. Any closing words, Roger?
No, that was a great. I love it. We have to pick a theme for next time. We'll let you know. Thanks so much for tuning in. That's what I want to say.
And chat us. We have an impact on us. Chat us a theme if you want to. We'll be back in a month. All right, we'll see you next time and think about how you can have an impact here in February, either in virtual or in person. We'll see you next time. This is John Chen, the author of the Amazon number one hot new release, Engaging Virtual Meetings. I personally want to say thank you for listening to the Engaging Virtual Meetings podcast. It is my passion to help you eliminate bad virtual meetings. Make sure that you click subscribe so that you can get the latest episode of the Engaging Virtual Meetings podcast with all of the latest ideas. Hey, I want to meet you. If you want to talk about a virtual meeting challenge, or if you want to be the next guest on the Engaging Virtual Meetings podcast, just go to engagingvirtualmeetings.com/meet. That's engagingvirtualmeetings.com/meet, MEET, and find your best time to meet up. Thank you, and I look forward to engaging with you online.